All right, so I guess we're going to stick around for some after-show time.
Still broadcasting?
Still broadcasting.
Hey, friends.
So anybody in the audience, you're feel free to call in to our Skype account. That is decline2state, one word, decline2state. If you want to come in on the show, or you can, if you're familiar with the CivCraft Mumble server, you are free to hop on and join us.
Do you know how to find us? Thanks for surviving with us with our kind of dynamic topic. We had a couple... Or one long detour towards the end, but I think Toast led us to some productive conversation on the whole. Thank you for that.
Yeah, doing my best. Yeah, someone in chat, Orange Peel, mentioned getting Wes Bertrand on, and that would be cool.
So that would be like more of a skeptics show, I would think.
Right. I don't know if he like calls himself a skeptic. I haven't listened to him that much. I've heard him on School Sucks.
Speaking of School Sucks, we need to get Brett in the show.
Yeah, right. Because Wes was doing, on School Sucks, he was doing, I guess, like the Logical Fallacies series, and I know he and Brett had done some cooperative stuff in the past. I didn't really follow all that, but he's, Wes Bertrand, he's like a voluntarist. You know, I honestly don't know that much about him. I know he does some like nonviolent communication stuff, I've heard.
Okay, it looks like Amazon has The Psychology of Liberty. That's a Wes Bertrand book. Okay, so he's a liberty guy.
Oh, he's an author too then. He has something on Amazon?
Yeah, I can let me link it up.
Yeah, definitely link that. I've got a plane ride tomorrow, so I'm always looking for reading.
Are you going to... Do you have one of those metal Bill of Rights that Penn & Teller sells?
You should get one. Right.
I should get one too, because I'm going to have to do some plane trips, so I should totally do that, because it'd be fun.
The Bill of Rights is pretty metal, kind of.
Well played.
Yeah, no, does anybody else hate the label skeptic?
I like it. I think, it has a negative connotation, but it's, in terms of what you can describe with it, it's kind of more all-encompassing than saying, like, well, I'm a hardcore atheist or something. It's like,
I just think it's like one of these self-congratulatory titles people give themselves, like... I'm a libertarian, but I'm a skeptical libertarian. Actually, I really like that guy, the guy that runs Skeptical Libertarian. But still, it's this it's just one of these labels people put on themselves. Like, oh yes, I believe this thing, but I'm not like the others. I'm
one
skeptical
of these
about things.
Is not like the other. Yeah.
If you have a better term for it, or like a, I guess to me. Yeah, I can see part of its downfall. It seems a little bit negative too, but I don't know a better way to kind of get across the same thing. It's like, I'm willing to apply logic and reasoning to the world. I'm not going to buy into magnets are going to heal me. That's what I associate it with, but I don't know what else there is. You could say atheist. You could say scientist. You could say superior than thou. But I get where you're coming from.
Oh man, if you're disproving magnet therapy, that's pretty easy.
you're a heretic. It totally works.
No, I saw the Penn & Teller on that too. And
that was a great episode. The guy, I think they had people in the mall walking around with magnet hats and magnet.
Oh, that was the magnet oven mitts, right?
Yeah. Oh, the magnet mitts?
Yeah.
And the magnet hat? Oh my, I cried so hard. Every time I see that, those poor people and the snail facials.
Oh my god. Part of my job, I hate to, it pains me to say this, but you know, for my status, my day job, I get paid to talk into a microphone, but I am doing it to explain tech support stuff, right? So a lot of times I could get anybody to call in. It's medical technology, and we get patients call in and they want to use magnets to heal themselves. And they ask me, is it going to affect their medical device, which has electronic components? And it's hard for me not to facepalm every time. And I have to withhold my bias, because that's not what we're in the business of, to tell people that their shit don't work. But it's, you know, they call in saying, I paid $5,000 for this magnet bed, can I use it? And I'm like, how strong are the magnets? Just keep it away from your device.
Oh no.
Yeah,
a little bit of you dies inside.
Yeah. Perhaps a lot. Yeah,
the worst
is what they tell me is, they say, okay, fine, it might not be science, but I feel better after the magnets are applied. Explain that. And I'm just
checkmate atheists.
Yeah, checkmate.
No, this is what you should do is you should say, "Oh, you got one of those magnet things? I got all these awesome magnet products at home. If you want to buy them off me."
Yeah. Every time I do, like, whenever it's a new one, whenever it's a new one, I do like a Google search and immediately, like, you know, the first three hits are quackwatch.com or something. I'm just like, okay, this does not bode well for you.
So earlier you were talking about my NMR experience. Well, that's basically a JTEC magnet, so I should feel wonderful right now.
Yeah, you're going to live forever, LDL. tell us a little bit more about that, by the way, because I'm pleased for your scientific discovery, because, you know, we've only seen the front end as being your colleagues on Decline Estate, but we know you've been putting in long hours and maybe seen a little bit of stress for it too. Good thing the magnets are counteracting it, but yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I generate a peptide to inhibit two protein interactions that, if that interaction is stopped, it can help to cause cancer. So my goal is to restart that protein interaction, to end the interaction to restart one of the protein's functions, I guess I should say.
Start that
but
right,
as
baby.
Far as the, as far as the NMR itself, that's, I don't know, pretty standard technique just for looking at the molecules.
So, and that's just how you find out if you were successful or not, or it shows what's coming out of the chemical reaction?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, there's lots of different ways to look at things. That's probably the most useful, I would say, yeah.
And is that, when you're doing that, you're kind of putting a small amount of the solution, because I've done it once in a lab class, but you're just putting a little bit into the machine and it heats it up and turns it into a gas and you get a spectrum, or am I thinking of something else?
You're thinking of something else. That's probably
from chromatography? Gas chromatography? Yeah.
That could be gas chromatography. It could also be, I can't think of what it's called, but it's, you light it on fire, actually. NMR, you basically take a liquid, put it in a small tube, and you put it down into the machine. In fact, NMR is actually the exact same technology that runs an MRI, except an MRI is designed to fit a human inside of it.
Human. Okay. Yeah, so you actually are just looking at the spins of hydrogen. Okay.
As far as the spins, really what you do is, it's called nuclear magnetic blah, 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 is what you do is you excite the nucleus and it causes the spins of the nucleus to flip, and then you actually watch and you're recording when it flips back to its normal state. But I'm probably boring half our audience at this point.
Or that's exciting them. Yeah, it actually is.
But science rules, and I found what we should have used this song for our intro. I don't know why we didn't, because it would be so good.
What song? Oh, are you going to play Bill Nye? We are scientifico. Well, hey.
Oh man,
the server is not.
Yeah, our server does not like anything streamed off of YouTube in real time.
Spanish Bill Nye.
Spanish Bill Nye.
Okay, good. I had to.
El Scientifico.
I needed the explanation. So that's how Roto learns things. Oh, apparently not.
Yeah, but blame Amazon for the server herp though. It's really not my fault at all. I just press some buttons. Actually, I'm gonna blame the state because that's easiest.
No, it's like our Walter Block interview. Like, first thing, it's like, well, the hurricane's the state's fault.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Oh my god, I still need to watch that.
He's a funny guy.
I enjoyed that interview quite a bit. That was funny.
Yeah. Isn't Amazon is always the people that get blamed for, or it's who the Reddit servers are on?
Yeah, that's who Reddit's host is off of Amazon servers, and it goes down sometimes too.
Yeah, a lot of the time it gives you the little splash that's like, Reddit's under too much load right now and I have to F5 a few times.
Should tell your mom to get off of Reddit, because she's too heavy, too much load.
Oh, thanks. That was a really insightful, unique joke that I've never heard before.
You can tell Toast is personally offended deeply right now too.
Crying, really.
Yeah, it's hard. It must be hard.
I've known Toast's mom for over 50% of the time that Toast has known his mom.
That's probably right, yeah.
That's a long time. Many cruel, harsh years.
Speaking of Amazon though, dude, I don't know, Kindle Fire is actually a really good device.
Yeah, I'm pleased with it. I should probably use it.
Yeah, no, you just jailbreak it, and then it's an Android tablet for $150.
So, yeah, I think regarding the server stuff, yeah, Reddit's in the chat talking about maybe we need to move to a different service. So I don't know. Does anybody know any good hosting services that aren't Amazon?
That are less statist?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Linux on them and all those good
stuff. Will that help us stream more things? Is that, I guess that might have been where the limitation was. I thought a lot of it comes from the fact that Mumble is designed for voice and we try to put stuff through it and it sounds funny. Or were you?
No. We were transmitting like the music actually directly out from the server, not going through Mumble first. So it's true, Mumble is designed for voice and doesn't handle music very well, but the music you hear is lower quality actually than what goes out on the website.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. So for our listeners, that's how we do it. So we actually hear stuff that sounds way worse than what you hear. So yeah, I don't know if it's a problem with just the machine getting taxed out with all the stuff that's going on, or their internet connection not being very good. I don't know what it is, but that server's not spectacular, and I'm not terribly pleased with it because it's had some serious problems today already.
And physically or technically, what that is just a piece of hardware somewhere out on the East Coast in a server farm or something.
I think it's over in Ashburn, Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. Which is like I could drive to it.
Say hi.
Yeah, I could say hi.
Wait, where is Ashburn?
Ashburn? That's
I'm Googling it.
It's like out 66 or 50, I think, that way. It's like around further than Manassas, I think. I think it's towards Leesburg.
Oh, it's out near Sterling.
Yeah, so it'd be out in 7 to Leesburg, right?
Yes.
Is that by where
everybody
Nieren
knows
lives?
How to get to Ashburn from?
No, I think Nieren's in Maryland, right?
He's in Maryland, yeah. He's in Bethesda.
Bethesda? I mean, Bethesda's just actually DC.
No, I think he's further. Maybe it is Bethesda. No, Bethesda's not DC.
It's not, but it's like as suburb as you can get.
Well, no, I mean, like Bethesda is pretty far away from DC. It's equidistant for us. Just getting into DC is a bitch and a half, and you should never do it. Isn't like getting around Northern Virginia to try to go to DC like, is that worse than getting somewhere in LA? I don't think it's that bad.
It just depends on the time. I mean, if you go on a weekend, like from where we are, like Fairfax. Well, I should say from where I am, which is near Springfield, VA. You can be in DC in 25 minutes.
Yes.
On when there's not traffic.
It can happen.
If there is, if you're trying to fight rush hour, hour and a half, maybe two.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's about equivalent. That's like as bad as LA traffic, I think. Reddit's here complaining about 30-minute commute. I'm like, whatever. 30 minutes is pretty, like, that's like a quick commute.
Right, that's here. A quick commute here.
When I went over to visit him, he was telling me about the two previous jobs he had that were walking distance. That, like, he was be like, yeah, over there, and then over here. And I'm like, that is amazing.
Yeah. San Francisco?
Yeah, in San Francisco. Yeah. It's just like a 7x7 city box county. 7x7 miles, that is, sorry.
Does it literally look like a box, like how DC looks on a map?
Well, DC was planned by the wisest statist to have very wide roads for grandiosity.
Our great overlords in the olden days knew how to set up a city that looks exactly like they opened up a new city in SimCity.
Or like that
2 centuries before SimCity existed.
That city that you didn't you show me a video of a guy who algorithmically solved like the best city possible in SimCity. That was mind-blowing.
So yeah, it's been done in SimCity 1 is randomly generated, so it's not, can't really do that, but SimCity 2000 you can do it pretty easily. That one was done, it wasn't too bad, but the one in 3000 was like I don't even know. The amount of time and math that went into that like blows my mind. I'm pretty sure you put more work into that than city planners put into their real jobs. Like, I guarantee that's true, because city planners work for the government.
Because he had to have, well, every variable had to be accounted for, right?
It's mathematically perfect.
I'm sorry, wait. Are you talking about the guy who had the perfect SimCity 3000 game?
Yeah.
I was just talking about that earlier to a mathematician friend of mine.
That guy get laid like a rock star, you would think, right?
I doubt it.
He probably is like, yo, you want to come back and see my city?
What's wrong with girls? They don't like things that smell bad. I don't even know. Can't figure it out.
I really don't even know how you would possibly do that. Like in the newer SimCities, though, I don't think you'd want to because the newer SimCities suck.
The new one's gotten good reviews.
The newest one, really, actually, has good reviews. But they took out
other than like people not being able to log in.
Yeah, but there's no piping, and there's no... Yeah, didn't they have, like, an error?
Wait, they took out piping?
Yeah, there's no pipes, mm-hmm. I thought they took out all the utilities, or at least all the, like, the...
Well, that's silly.
Water utilities and other stuff. That's what I read. I don't know if that's accurate. I like that stuff. That was, like, one of the fun.
Oh, Rutto in chat asked, when are you DC-ins coming down to the city of the gay and the weeds? And my answer has to be, only when you legalize gay weed.
I don't think I'll ever go to San Francisco, ever.
People's Republic of California.
It's against your religion.
I would feel so weird there.
It's hard to adapt. It's definitely a different culture. You have to go in and be... you have to deal with the smug. It's just like they showed in South Park. But the smug is really hipsters.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
The smug. I love that episode. That's a good episode.
We were talking with one, I think, of somebody who called in or about a Bitcoin event maybe in San Jose or something in California that might bring it towards this direction. Not necessarily San Francisco itself. I think you were around for that discussion, Eternal.
Does that sound familiar?
Some kind of a circus event. I don't know if it was...
I don't really remember, but I am drinking beer.
Okay.
So it might have something to do with my...
Bitcoin Liberty event.
Yeah,
it's trying to ring a bell. Some kind of circle jerk of some kind, but it's nearby. Probably offered my abode as a place to crash.
I don't know if any of our listeners are going to that.
Yeah, apologize for not having the name.
Yeah, anyways, I got some flying... So, yeah, we got... my roommate and I went out and got some... we thought there would actually be snow here. We went out and got some variety pack of Flying Dog beer, and I've been kind of unimpressed by it. I don't know if you've had that.
Flying Dog? I don't... Yeah. I've never had it. Where's the brewed?
I don't know, but the stout I had was kind of weak and not very interesting. This lager's okay. Rob doesn't mind the IPAs.
They're in Maryland.
Okay, they are local. Yeah, I don't know. It's okay.
Oh, no. I've seen this. Yeah, I don't know. I'll try it sometime.
I mean, feel free to have one next time you're at my place.
Yeah, they've got an IPA.
They have two IPAs.
Try that out.
And, yeah, so basically we stocked up on some stuff, and then I'm thinking, oh, man, we might be stuck snowed in with ice and snow, and it's going
to
be
awful. Oh, and you'd have no booze to drink. Oh, no. And, what would you ever do without booze?
Well, quite frankly.
Oh, I've been in that house. Oh, there's the hat on the bottom left. Rutto is my hat. Rutto, by the way, I know you don't post there anymore, but you were on the top of ANCAP for a little while because I posted our cute picture together.
It's true. You posted that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you. Well, somewhere in my post history. Let me link it for you.
Dude, our ANCAP was way more interesting when Rutto was there.
It was. You need to come back.
Rutto, you got to see that the top post was somebody said, it's too bad that guy had somewhat of a falling out because he used to go beast mode on people.
I think that's actually the appropriate description.
That's probably, yeah, it's it. And then there was a discussion about, I think it was Xlogica who joined us in the post-chat discussion a couple weeks ago about how you were a diehard deontologist, which I think is code talk for he loves Molyneux a lot. And let's see.
Molynoid.
Molynoid, yeah.
Oh, Molynox.
I'm here with Stefan Molynox.
I'll say what, though. RANCAP has more infrequent posters that are posting. I just think more people come here than used to be the case.
That's because our libertarian is shit.
I was going to make the same claim, but I like the way you say it better.
Yeah, it's real. And we got 19 downvotes, so that's our enemies that we have to vanquish. I'm just kidding. Doesn't matter.
Probably Reddit algorithm downvotes. And
all of them.
Enough libertarian spam downvotes. And Pizzly Bear.
Yeah, he has a lot. He has 19 accounts and unique IP address.
Actually, they're all... I really shouldn't lie. I'm actually Carmonaut, and so is Toast. And we all downvoted because we're all Carmonaut.
Have you been to Circle Jerk recently? Or in a while? That place is so... When it was new to me...
I was disappointed the last few times I went there.
Yeah, so was I. But, like, when the first time you went there, don't you remember this experience of, like, you would go there and then it made everything else not funny? Like, by comparison, for some reason, it just contained so much joy.
Yeah, when I was when I in my early Redditing days, yeah, Circle Jerk was just the greatest place.
Yeah,
it still has gems.
Which is why is every single post in our Circle Jerk about 90s?
Only 90s kids will get this.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Like, I don't know. They're using up that comedic capital, I think. Anyway, I'm going to log off here. I got to pack because I'm leaving very early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, safe travels, brother.
When are you getting out of here?
I'm getting out of here 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You coming to visit me in Reto?
No, I'm visiting family.
Oh, okay.
He's going to the only place that's more status than San Francisco. Chicago.
Yeah.
That's moving there.
Right. Oh my gosh.
No, I mean, like, the rich people's part of Chicago is nice.
Well, I'll be in Evanston.
Oh, in Evanston. That is where I am going.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, my sister's out there.
My girlfriend works at Northwestern, which I probably should say.
It's postcast, relax.
Yeah, she has, no concern.
Toast, is this the same? You have one sister? Is it a sister you brought up during the cast?
I don't remember bringing her up, but
or maybe pre-cast. I think we were talking about espresso beans or something.
I don't know how my sister, I don't remember at all bringing my sister up, but yeah, one, and she's out okay. In Chicago.
It might have been talking about coffee beans and versus espresso before the show. But.
Oh, right, because I mentioned they have a coffee machine that does mix the coffee automatically.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Art Reason, that's Liberty, who joined us for a while in a previous show. In that thread, I just want to point out that he said that the guy in the middle, which is code for Reto, is equals Orlando Bloom with a strong tan. I think that's a compliment, Reto. Also racist. Shiny wants to know. That's code for you want to know.
I'm going to decline to state.
Always decline to state. Remembers. That's probably a yes.
Yeah, so good luck in your flight, Toast, and don't get gripped too hard.
Oh my god. Yeah, getting gripped
is
not fun.
You should wear one of I always thought this would be a hilarious way to troll. It would probably get you so much trouble, but it'd be worth it. Just get one of those
stuff.
Giant, like, 15-inch dildos. And
yeah, stuff.
He's on to you.
Yeah, just stuff. But not even something, like, mild. I mean, like, something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we...
And just be extremely sensitive and offended about it.
Didn't we talk about that on one condition. Cast? Yeah, well, there was a one guy that had the biggest penis in the world, and they touched it by accident, and were surprised. I think we talked about that.
What the fuck is that? Yeah, he was like, it's my dick. That's what it is.
I remember seeing that on mainstream news.
And then Adam Kokesh talked about it because, let's be honest, he likes it. But what was it? The 12-inch flaccid penis? I mean, that's cool, I guess.
If you wanted to, like, wrap it around somebody's neck and choke them.
Boa constrictor.
Yep.
Wait, so where does DC Eternal rank on the status hierarchy, the status list, compared to San Francisco?
DC itself? DC sucks, but that's not where I live. No, DC is I do not think DC is the worst. I think DC is like number four or so. Because DC, at least, it's not like New York City where you can't have like their taxi medallions go for $1 million. DC, it's like $50 and you drive a taxi. So I think already it's winning there. And you could actually have a gun in DC. You just can't like carry it, but you can actually have it in your house. I think in New York City, you like can't even have one, right?
Yeah. God.
In New York City, they're trying to ban, like, soft drinks. DC doesn't try to do that kind of stuff. DC just has, like, bad crime and corrupt politicians, and I repeat myself. And
yeah. Sorry,
a lot of the politicians live down here.
In Virginia. It's probably nicer to go there.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of them live out, like, Mount Vernon area. Is that about right? Because it's, like, nice, where George Washington used to live. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm being all disconnected from this conversation. I have to get going.
Yeah, take care.
See you
peace
later,
out,
guys.
Yeah, later.
See ya.
Yeah, I think most status cities in the United States, I would go with, probably New York City being number one. And then maybe after that, I would go with Chicago, then like some of the California cities. San Francisco is probably number three, honestly. I think San Francisco is number three. Maybe number two. I don't know. It's hard. San Francisco is definitely at least number three. And then maybe LA is up there, I would think. Boston's not as... It's horrible, but I think it still might be a little better than California.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
pretty bad. I always loved that when I took economics classes, they would refer to bad economics or the problems of rent control and what it does. And they would in the same breath, it always mentioned three cities. It would be Paris, New York, and then a much smaller city, but where I grew up in LA, Santa Monica. And it just cracks me up. That's an example in economics books, mostly because I was taking that class, or I took a class in Costa Rica, so Central America, translated into Spanish, and they're talking about my hometown, about how fucking status it was, or how much rent control doesn't really...
Did you laugh at that and say, I'm from there?
Yeah, or I probably tried to in my broken Spanish at the time, or at least not. I was the only non-native speaker.
I can say like three words in Spanish. It's like taco, burrito, and ole, and that's about it. So
that's mostly what I used to get by down there.
You can order food and have a good time.
Yeah, and actually, in Costa Rica, they don't really eat too much tacos and burritos. They have casados, they call them. It's just like a plate of rice and chicken, but kind of a...
I eat that.
Yeah, it was good.
I made some, like... I don't even know what the hell they were. They were like attempts at like tostados or something. What is it like when you have an open-faced like tortilla with stuff on it? Is that a
tostada with like a hard shell taco? I think that's frequently
what it
gets
called. Yeah, but this was with a soft shell. This is with a corn tortilla. It's soft. So it was more like a quesadilla that wasn't like that didn't fold properly.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it officially in Latin America. And that, yeah, that's the original name for it. Quesadilla that didn't fold properly.
I think that's me. I made this tonight. I actually need to make some more food because that was actually lunch at 5. I haven't been eating properly.
How's your sleep and eat schedule these days? I know you have the freedom.
Horrible.
You have the freedom to do what you want, but you can move around pretty not good.
It's pretty horrible. The last few weeks have been, especially for me, been especially nebulous. I think that's a good way to put it, or yeah. Maybe not nebulous, but just open ended in terms of what my schedule can be. So yeah,
because you've had a deadline, or at least you're working with somebody. It sounds like you got a lot going on. So
I have had stuff to do, and now I'm that actually has gone pretty well. And he's out skiing in Utah.
Very nice.
He was skiing in New Hampshire before.
Yeah, I had some good stuff for my status job. Actually, kind of tough. We're like understaffed because people are like getting out while the getting's good, but it gives me a little bit more playing cards. So when I had my yearly review, I got a more appreciable raise today. So I was
18%. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a little bump.
Most people are happy to get their like cost of living raise, 2%, not even keeping up with inflation.
That's what I got last year, and I was like, no, come on, give me some more. I'm trying here.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I wonder what percentage of that, though, like, it goes to taxes, though. It's just so tragic to realize. Yeah, it really is.
How much do you pay in taxes? I'm just curious. Like, of your total, like, state and FICA and all that stuff, how much of your paycheck do you actually see?
I don't know, Reddit. What percentage-wise is getting cut out? I get all direct deposit stuff, so I don't look it. I need to, actually, once I get this... and see where I want to redirect things, but...
I look every now and then just because I'm curious to see what's going on with it, but...
Yeah, wiser. I should have been putting everything, absolutely everything, into Bitcoins, like Rutto does.
just complaining about the same thing I was complaining about, which is that we took a lot of our money and put it in gold and silver, and it's just kind of gone and done nothing.
Yeah,
kind of
that's
deflated
true.
A little bit. And
I've done that too. Another thing I have been watching as well.
To be fair, I think Bitcoin is gold and silver are about to explode. I feel like the fact that here's my strategy, and I don't know if it's correct or not, but here's my strategy for investment. Which is that when you don't hear people talk about something, you need to buy it. When you hear people talk about something, sell. And generally speaking, like gold and silver really get talked about when there's like financial wackiness going on. So when there's any sort of when you had the what was it back like a year ago when they started talking about the debt crisis stuff and then the debt ceiling and all that. That's really when most of the gains were made. It was going pretty ballistic and I hit almost 1900 and stuff. No, I didn't think you'd sell that early, but I think that's the signal.
Well, usually by the time that basically everyone starts talking about it because it's going down the tubes.
Oh, well, when you mean everybody talking about it, you mean like everybody being just average Joe. You go to the supermarket and you hear over here people talking about like this new gold craze or something. Or I think when you look at major media and they start playing it up, then you know that something's going on.
Yeah, that's, like, yeah, I guess that's more what I'm trying to get at is, yeah, when major media starts getting to it, then you're probably too late.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely too late to hit the real gains. You've already missed that. Now it's just you can ride a bubble. That's when the bubbles come. Yeah, I'm going to get off here, though, I think, and call it a night. So, later, gentlemen, and later, everybody else.
Yeah, we need to get up and move around, actually. Yeah, sorry, Orange Appeal, we don't have a number yet. I guess we're too cheap to get a whatever the amount it is for Skype to to have an actual number to be able to call into. We just have the name, have the decline to state. A Google account, a Google Voice could work. Yeah, I have a Google Voice account. I think they're moving in the direction of making that pay, or they may have merged it with it being effectively the same thing as Google Hangouts, as I understand it, or at least that's what my roommate who works at Google says.
I, too, am on my way out here, so you guys have a great night.
You, too. I think I'm going the same way, but it's been good, and good to hear about your success with the NMR and your reaction, bro.
All right.
Thanks. Always need encouragement.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
Yeah. Good luck, guys. Everyone, and... yeah, thank you for the power of studio, so take care.
Peace.